Great people are all around us. They're even related to us. We just need to take the time to ask. I mean, my very own great-grandfather was a World War II veteran. My Uncle Mike is a lawyer and chairman for Harris County. My very own dad is the funniest person I know. So welcome back to the Elders Inspired podcast, where I, William Doyle, interview some of my oldest relatives that truly inspire me. Today's show, I will be interviewing one of my favorite people in the world, my grandfather, Weldon Granger, who I like to call Pop. He was born in the small town of Erath, Louisiana, and he's one of 11 children. Crazy, I know. He attended the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and later became a lawyer. Welcome, Pop. I've already gave some context of who you are, but would you like to introduce yourself to the people watching and listening?
Sure. My name is Weldon Granger. I am an original resident of Louisiana. I have been in Houston for at least 50 years, and my grandson William is a student at St. Thomas.
Thank you for joining us today. Now, as I already talked about before, Pop is one of 11 children. I have 3 siblings, and I can't even wrap my head around how it must be to live with over triple the amount of siblings. Pop talks about his big family life as a youngster, and also talks about the most trouble he ever got into as a kid, and it's worse than you probably think.
Well, you have to consider the environment. We were living in a 3-bedroom house, 11 children, 2 adults. And so the 10 or 11 of us were sharing 2 bedrooms, which means there were several beds in one bedroom, many of us in one bed. And of course, things were a little tight, but we made it. We got along. When I was 6 years old, my sister and I, who at the time was 6, with a cousin my age, were playing in a barn that had just been built. We lived on a farm owned by someone. My father was what's called a sharecropper. And this new barn had been built, and a crop of corn had just been put into the barn. And we decided back then, well, we would play cowboys and Indians. So we rounded up some corn shucks and put them in a nail barrel and started a fire. Of course, that fire spread to the main barn and burnt the barn down. And my father had just purchased a new car, and at that time had made the barn part of his garage, so to speak. And so fortunately, there were plant workers nearby that came over and pushed the car out as the barn just fell. And it was one of those things. My father, you know, was a pretty disciplined guy, was very free with that belt in disciplining us, but he didn't touch me that day. So that was one of those memories that it's funny when you think about it, but it wasn't funny back then.
I felt that this question was very necessary for the podcast because obviously this podcast is for St. Thomas, and I didn't think there would be a bigger St. Thomas guy than Pop himself. He's the reason it is called Granger Stadium. It's because of him we were able to have a great football program. Pop talks about his process in getting the stadium made, while also talking about the impact it has now.
Well, when my 2 sons, John and Jason, went to St. Thomas, there was no stadium. And so we would play in other stadiums around town. And I felt very strongly that the caliber of school needed a stadium. And so I was a proponent of really pushing for a stadium, and so I took the bull by the horns with the current Basilian brothers and decided to fund most of the stadium, and we built it, and like people say, they came. I had no thoughts in mind that my kids would play football. John played soccer, Jason played basketball. And so today, to see some of the kids playing football, it's very rewarding, but I think the school needed that stadium, and of course the facilities now are second to none because of the contributions by many people.
What I really liked about this next question is that I always try to see myself in the future and what I see myself in 20 years or 30 years, or how I'm just differ and compare from how I am now to how I will be in the future. And in the future, I see myself as a lawyer, someone who's making a lot of money. And it's cool to see how I can compare now to the future, so I can ask Pop what he thinks about now compared to what he thought about in the past, because clearly he's had a very successful future, and it's really cool to see, you know, what his ideas were as a kid compared to how they are now.
Well, you know, there is no such better job than I have now at my age, in that I run my own law firm and other companies that I've grown. As a kid, I had two main jobs. One was a grocery packer in a grocery store, and the other was working in a Dixie Autolec. And I think I really enjoyed the Dixie Autolec job because I learned how to fix plumbing issues, light issues, electricity. And so I received a lot from that job and really liked my employer. Became good friends over the years. And today, of course, you look back and you say to yourself, those were great jobs for us because, you know, we bought our own clothes at a very young age and were responsible long before we got out of high school as to how we were going to go about having funds to spend or have fun.
One thing that really stands out about Pop is his cultures and traditions that he brought to us from Erath. Now, Erath is a very small town in Louisiana, but it's really cool how they can have so many traditions in such a small city. Erath is a very Cajun city, and he'll go and explain more of the traditions they have, and I just always thought it was really cool, especially like the food that he has, you know, rice dressing, boudin, gumbo. It's just really, really cool.
Erath, Louisiana is a little town of 2,000 people, very Cajun. Cajun implies that very French-speaking. In fact, I learned to speak English when I was 7 years old. I did not know a word of English until I went into the first grade. My first language was French. My father knew very little English until he was in his 20s. And so a lot of the traditions were revolved around Cajun. You know, gumbo, you know, everything happened around food, gatherings. Gumbo, boudin, crawfish, all of these traditional celebrations, again, revolved around some of this food that is now considered Cajun, always considered Cajun food. We do have a celebration that is as old as I am, and that's the 4th of July celebration in Erath. Every 4th of July, there's a big parade. The little town of 2,000 ends up with about 11,000 people coming from the surrounding areas, and that's a good tradition.
Well, that's all the question I have for you today. I'll leave you off with one last thing. If you could say one thing to the world, what would it be?
Be generous, be kind to one another, and always help those in need.
Thank you, Pop, for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming here.
You're very welcome. I've enjoyed doing it for you.
Once again, thank you for listening to the Elders Inspired podcast. I really enjoyed talking to my grandfather, Pop,
about all the traditions he had, all the stuff that he did as a child, and I really like how I can compare it to how I am now. And I really enjoyed you guys listening. I hope you guys like this. And again, I'll see you next time. Thank you.